I'm great, Sean. How are you?
Doing really well. Thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it, and so do our listeners.
You bet.
Christmas is coming. A lot of people shopping online, but there are scams out there just waiting for you. What am I watching for?
Well, there's so many things to keep in mind, and obviously, yes, everyone is doing shopping online this time of year and waiting for a parcel. It's the websites, you know, there's just so many websites out there, and as we talk about, the scammers and fraudsters are very, very clever, and that includes making cloned and fake websites of retailers that we know and trust. So we need to make sure that we're being very, very careful when we're visiting a website that it's actually who we think it is.
They're taking the time to recreate a website to scam you out of your money. Boggles my mind.
They are. And often, it, you know, we can stumble across these fake and cloned websites, but often they're getting us through text messages or email scams. So those phishing emails and phishing texts that we hear police and everyone talking about all the time, where they're sending us an email claiming to be Costco or Shoppers or whatever retailer we know and love, stealing the logos, offering really good deals, maybe you've won a contest, and then inside those emails that look like they're from Costco or one of the retailers, there's a link that if we click on it, it takes us to one of those fake or cloned websites where they're going to want us to enter in our personal and financial information.
How does the old saying go? If it's too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah, and you know, that is a saying that I think will be true until the end of time when it comes to crime and scams just in general, that yeah, if it's a contest or a deal, you know, if you're looking at buying something, you need to price check, right? So many retailers are selling the same products. If it seems too good to be true, just take those minutes to go on other websites. So if you're looking at electronics, go on different websites for other retailers that you know and trust. And what are they selling that product for? You know, I can give you a really good example. So I have teenage sons, and my one son was looking for a watch online, and he's on TikTok and social media, right? You know where this is going.
I do, yeah.
So there's this one particular website, I won't name them but because there's a lot of them out there, but this one website that's all over TikTok with the younger people, oh my gosh, you have to buy watches from this website, it's cheap, it's great, whatever. So he knows me, of course, Sean, so he messages me and says, hey, Mom, can you check out this website and tell me if it's real or not? So I spend some time this weekend, you know, Googling around, reading reviews about the website, checking the products, and wouldn't you know, a lot of the reviews are fake. You know, it's the same two people, you know, messaging and commenting with all the positive reviews, and it turns out they're actually buying products from another website, then just increasing the price and reselling them.
So. I've seen a few editor's notes on X about that saying, you know what, sure, this is a real thing, but you can actually get it cheaper here.
Right, exactly. Like they're almost like drop shippers, right? Where, you know, they're getting it really cheap from somewhere else and then they're jacking the price, but they're still cheaper than maybe a regular retailer, you know, in Edmonton. So you're still online shopping, you still feel like you're getting a deal, but actually you're not. And remember, the quality may not be what you're looking for.
And another one I noticed too, oh, get a hold of me through WhatsApp. That should be a big old alarm.
Yes. If any time a seller or anyone on social media in general is trying to get you off of that platform, they want to talk to you on WhatsApp or maybe a messaging app like Telegram, that is a red flag for sure.
Run like the wind. And QR code scams. I didn't even know that was something they could scam us with.
Yeah, you know, QR scams are becoming a bigger issue. You know, you're out in public. I know there was some scams going around in the States where they were putting fake QR stickers on parking meters in some cities in the States. And so when you scanned it to pay for your parking, you were actually being taken to a scammer website. So that's just a crazy thing. But now police are putting out some warnings about QR codes related to shopping. There have been some instances, I know even in the Red Deer area, but elsewhere in Canada, where a parcel gets delivered. It's not something you ordered, and you open it up, and sometimes it's even a luxury item, so it seems, wow, like, who sent me this, or where did this come from? And inside is a QR code that you're supposed to scan. Well, police are saying once you scan it, it actually downloads things onto your device and starts to steal your information.
Holy smokes.
I know.
I'm just going to wrap myself in bubble wrap and stay in the house.
Well, you know, and Sean, when I travel around Alberta talking to seniors and community groups, lots of people say that to me, you know, I'm so scared after hearing, you know, you share these tips and these and these, you know, this information. And I always try to tell them, I'm never trying to scare anyone. We don't want people to feel like they have to be in bubble wrap, because information is power, right?
Yes.
You know, if we have the information, you know, if no one wants, no one has to stay off social media to feel like they're safe. You just need to have the information on how to do it safely and how to do it properly, and just some things to keep in mind.
And again, we'll say one more time, if it's too good to be true, it probably is.
Yes.
Julie Matthews, consumer protection expert and fraud prevention educator. Thank you so much.
Have a great day, Sean.